We now join the world-famous Phil Henry Show in progress. Me, I'm Cad Badbury. Coach Vernon Dozier is joining us right now from Belmar Academy. Coach, the tweet today, fascinating by you. You think the Green Bay Packers, you think the Green Bay Packers should be relocated?
I do. And I have felt that for quite some time. It's something that I feel it's something, Phil, that I personally need.
Why is that?
Because it's a little personal, and I've never really actually articulated it. I've given my life to the game of football. I've given myself over to the game of football as a player and as a coach. I've played and coached at the professional level, at the college level, at the high school level. And the Green Bay Packers, Green Bay, represents everything traditional, everything that is football, really, because the roots of tradition are deep in the city of Green Bay and so forth with the football team.
Now, we should explain to people that the Green Bay Packers, they're not the oldest team in the National Football League, are they?
Yeah, they are.
No, they're not.
No, they're not. The oldest team in the National Football League, technically the Arizona Cardinals, who started in Chicago. The Chicago Cardinals began life in 1920.
Oh, so it's not the Green Bay. I thought it was the Green Bay. No, it's not the Green Bay Packers, huh?
No, it is not the Green Bay Packers. The oldest team in the National Football League of the Chicago... Close that door or something. There's a draft. The Chicago Cardinals. And
not the Green Bay Packers.
Is this a gag or something, Phil?
It's not the Green Bay Packers, Bud. All right, well, I don't think it's unusual for Bud to... Yeah, it seems strange that it isn't the Green Bay Packers.
Well, here's a point to make. Everybody there on your staff and your panel there, Phil, they all think that the Green Bay Packers are the oldest team because that is what the Green Bay Packers have meant. In a lot of ways, they've represented themselves as being the most deepest traditional team in the NFL and so on and so forth.
Understanding, we're not even in football season right now, and this is sort of... on your mind, and as you say, you like to keep football as far away from your thinking as you can when it's off season.
Yeah, but we've had three of the worst seasons we've had since I came to Belmar Academy, and so yeah, I'd rather not think about it, but it's difficult not to when the news, for instance, today was Aaron Rodgers is waiting for a contract. That is probably not going to come. He's coming off an MVP year. Most valuable player in the National Football League. And the Green Bay Packers, in all their high and mighty, inflated sense of self, they won't offer Aaron Rodgers a contract that he's deserving of. They'll wait around and see what they can cherry pick out of the draft. And keep in mind, they Green Bay Packers have had this MVP quarterback. They only won one Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers.
Now Aaron Rodgers is what? What position does he play?
He's a quarterback.
He's a quarterback, Margaret. I don't know if you don't know what. Well, I don't know that we can. All right, Margaret, go ahead. I asked the question. Is he? What does he play again?
He's a quarterback.
All right, that's all I wanted to know. All right, but we're talking about football. And I don't care what we're talking. I'm a member of this panel. I'm going to ask questions.
Look, I don't mind answering the questions.
All right, but it slows things down when you're, Aaron Rodgers, is he a quarterback? You know, General, anytime the topic swings around to something that I know that you don't know much about, let's say, for instance, bathing or having a happy marriage.
How dare you say something like that? All right, hold on for a minute.
Where are you going?
I'm getting up and leaving.
No, you're not. You're going to sit down.
Sit down. Come on. And she says to me she knows more about bathing and having a happy marriage.
And you are sitting there making judgments.
Hey, Phil, can I interrupt? I can go and do something else. I can sit in my office, stare out the window, pull it out, and have myself a private little paddle off. Okay?
All right, Coach. I apologize.
Well, I got better things to do.
I apologize, Coach, but...
All right, listen. I stepped over the line. I didn't mean to say that you're wasting time.
Well, you did.
All right, I'm sorry.
But thank you, Coach. I mean, that's all we need.
Just that the idea... I am very happily married.
I don't doubt it, but I thought I'd say something.
Yeah, well, she's doing a sit-in on purpose.
Trying to piss you off. And she did.
Right there, what the young man just said. Trying to piss you off, and it wasn't all that tough.
Hey, let me tell you something, Coach. You stick to your knitting, or in your case, you stick to your paddle festival, I'll stick to my knitting.
Oh, well, what is that supposed to mean? That I'm sitting here jerking up?
Everybody calm the hell down.
Sorry. You're trying to tell me...
That's what you just said you were doing. Sitting there having a paddle off.
I said I'd do it. If you...
All right, everyone, please stop. Cease fire so we can continue with the show.
We'll talk about this later.
That's fine. All we're saying... And, Margaret, you are entitled to ask questions, Coach.
All right, fine. I'm sorry. I apologize. Fine.
What we're talking about here, if we can get back on track, is you, Coach Dozier, believe the Green Bay Packers should relocate, and it sounds like a rather personal reason. Am I right about that?
There are issues that are involved that make it very personal, yeah.
Yeah, you're saying because you've given your life over to football, you know, and the Green Bay Packers is football.
The Green Bay what?
The Green Bay Packers. He just...
Green Bay Packers.
Yeah. The Green Bay Packers represent, and I think wrongly, the deep, deep traditions of the National Football League. Now, here's the thing. The National Football League is an old league, but the Chicago Cardinals are not are the oldest team in the league, not the Green Bay Packers. And yet, Green Bay thinks they're just, excuse me for saying, they think they're God Almighty when it comes to the traditions of football, Vince Lombardi, and all that.
Well, isn't Vince Lombardi considered to be the top coach of all time?
Yeah, I mean...
But he's not. In fact, Bill Belichick is.
Yeah, well, let's just leave aside the technical aspects of who won more games or more Super Bowls. Coach Lombardi is considered the embodiment of the National Football League coach, the professional coach.
He was the first multi-championship winning coach.
No, not really. I mean, there were other coaches that won multiple championships, but he was the first modern coach, I think, the first winning modern coach in the NFL. But what I'm trying to say is all of this Green Bay Packer lore, and here I am every year going through worse and worse seasons, and then I'm hearing about Green Bay not offering up a contract to Aaron Rodgers. Like, who do they think they are?
So you're feeling offended by Green Bay's existence.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I am, to be perfectly honest with you, because of the fact that they had this MVP player, they won't offer the man a good contract, and on top of that, I'm breaking my rear end at Belmar Academy, a high school. I don't know. I feel as if I somehow...
All right, we're talking to Coach Vernon Dozier, and...
It sounds to me like you're at a loss for words in terms of your emotions.
Yeah, you feel like you should be in the Green Bay Packers?
No, I don't think I should be in the Green Bay Packers. What I don't like is I'm struggling here with my football career, and I've given my life to football, and there's Green Bay.
Green Bay passing up, offering a contract to an obviously very good quarterback.
Yeah, exactly. Or they haven't yet passed. I shouldn't say they passed him. They haven't yet. But it's obvious that they're looking to, you know, sign a new quarterback.
Yeah, but if you don't care, you care that much about football that you care about whether the Green Bay Packers are signing Aaron Rodgers?
I care this much. If it was some other team, I wouldn't care. But because it's the Green Bay Packers, and they come running out of their tunnel with their green helmet or whatever the hell they wear, their yellow helmets, you know, yay, here they come. And I'm here, just like I said, I'm on with you, Phil. I love you. And I love, you know, your show and everybody there. But I'm here waiting for you and, you know, and the people are there, Margaret and the general, to sit down. And I, like I said, I'm going to sit here and spank it.
Right. Okay. So a lot of stuff is going on in football, and Vernon Dozier is not a part of it.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. You are... The best part of football is kind of passing you by.
Well, I just, how come places like Green Bay, which, you know, in the words of my dear departed father, talk about a wide spot in the road. If they didn't have a football team, that would be some place where you would send political prisoners if that's what we did in this country. You know what I mean? It's so far north, so windswept. Have you ever been there, Phil?
Yes, I have.
Okay, you've been to Green Bay.
Yeah, I have.
Well, when were you in Green Bay?
In the Green Bay?
No, I said, when were you in Green Bay?
Yeah, Mr. Henry went there in
hold on, I'm asking Phil.
Wait a minute, bud. I was there in 2003.
You were there in 2003?
Yeah, I was there for a game. I saw the Chicago Bears and the Green Bay Packers.
Oh.
All right, well, what's your point, Coach?
I thought, I've never been, okay, let me say this. I've never been to Green Bay, but I've seen it on television. And it looks like some place where you would send a political prisoner to eventually come down with rickets or perhaps diphtheria or some of the disease and just die in a snowbank. That's what it looks like to me.
Well, actually, Green Bay is a it's a small city, but they have the center of the city is Lambeau Field.
All right, do I have to listen to this, sir?
You know, you asked him a question, Coach.
All right.
Coach, you're asking me a question. Green Bay, the Lambeau Field is, when I was there, again, it's like 16, 17 years ago, but at that time, Lambeau Field was pretty much sort of the center of the town. It's a multi-purpose stadium. It was the first one of its kind that I ever saw, where they had restaurants and pubs and shopping and other things to do besides football, and the place was pretty well lit up on a Saturday night. There were homes. We went to a couple of roadhouses outside of town.
Ah, right there, the roadhouse. What was that like?
It was a lot of fun, to be honest with you. It was a blast. It was a good old, you know, kind of roadhouse restaurant, you know, where they had a bar and they had a food, and it was right off the highway. And
well, what do you mean roadhouse? Would they have a blues band or something like that?
They're supposed to have a blues band. Why do they have that?
Isn't that what a roadhouse is? Don't they have?
I don't know. They told me it was a roadhouse, so we went in to the roadhouse. And then we went to the football game. We stayed at the hotel that's close to the stadium. I think it's a Holiday Inn.
Okay, what was that? That must have been some kind of a real bore.
No, actually, we had fun. The kids, I went with my two stepsons. They had their own room, and I just said, go ahead and order whatever you want on room service.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and that came back to haunt me because one of them was sick. You know, the kids, they just ate as much as they wanted to. They were a couple of boys, so when you tell them, go ahead and order anything off the room service menu.
Yeah. Oh, man. You're getting them going early on cardiac arrest. You're getting them going early with the clogged up veins, aren't you?
I don't know, but, you know, they had in retrospect, if you ask them, they had a very good time. So that was my trip to Green Bay.
All right. So, but you don't know much about the team, do you? I mean, you know who they are.
Yeah, I know them. I mean, we met some guys.
What did you meet? What do you mean you met some guys?
We met Max McGee in the elevator in the hotel, and I actually introduced myself. He didn't know who the hell I was, but I said to the kids, I go, this is Max McGee. Caught a couple of touchdown passes in the first Super Bowl. And
you talked to Max McGee. This guy's a Hall of Fame.
Yeah. What's wrong with that, Coach?
Well, I'm sitting here. I'm sorry.
Why don't you drink some water? These guys. Yeah, Coach, your throat's drying up.
Hold on for a minute. Let me get some coffee. Can I get some coffee or something, Mindy?
What?
Or Mandy, I'm sorry. Get some coffee. Mandy. It's Mindy.
You don't even know your wife's name? This has been going around with you now for the last 3 years. You don't know your wife's name.
Yes, I do know my... Excuse me, Coach, but I think I know my own wife.
All right, but I know you know your own wife. You don't know her name.
Yes, I do. Your name's Mindy. Yeah, she just shrugged. Come on, honey, what's your name?
Are you kidding me or something, Coach? You don't know her name?
Yes, I do. It's Mindy.
So what's the problem?
The problem? I got no problem. I just find it's unusual. I'm giving my life to football. And
you give your life to football. Mr. Henry knows about the Green Bay Packers more than you.
No, he does not know about... Who is that, anyway?
That's Bud Dickman on our panel.
Oh,
yeah, Bud Dickman, and Mr. Henry knows more about it than you. That's why you're upset.
Well, it seems like that, Coach. Like, Mr. Henry met, who'd you meet? I met Max McGee, and I met Willie Davis.
Willie Davis? You know all these legendary Packers?
Well, what's the problem?
I gave my life to the game of football, Phil. My life. I was a coach. I was a player. I coached at the professional level.
Yes, at the professional level in the college and high school.
That's right. If you don't mind, I'd like to get my story out there. If it's okay with you.
Everybody, be friends, okay?
Well, people are getting a little impatient with me.
Coach, you already told us about your... Yes, we know you've given your life to football.
I have given my life to football. And what do I get? I'm sitting here while you guys argue over whatever you're arguing about. I got the window open. I'm looking out at the street at children playing, a dog barking. And I'm thinking, somewhere out there, there's life. There's people living their lives. And I'm here with, I might as well pull my pants down to my ankles and just, you know, call into work and say, hi, yeah, this is Coach Paddle It Good, Vernon Paddle It Good Dozier. Paddle, yeah, and I'll be late.
All right, we get the idea, Coach, that while we argue, you're there self-abusing.
Yeah, in a manner of speaking, yeah.
All right, Coach, let's knock it off with that. And if you're frustrated, you want to hang up, go ahead.
I don't want to hang up. What I'm trying to tell you, Phil, is I have given my life to football, and here you are. You've talked to Max McGee, Willie Davis. You went to a Green Bay Packer game. You saw the Packers, but then the Chicago. You saw the Packers and the Chicago Bears. You've been to Lambeau Field. You've been to Green Bay.
And you haven't. Maybe you ought to go to Green Bay.
Maybe I ought to go to Green Bay. You know, if you were a little bit closer, Phil, I'd reach through the phone, grab you by the throat.
All right, Coach, hold on for just a minute here. How is this? You're making this all about Phil.
I'm not making it about Phil. It's okay. You know, I get it, and I appreciate what you're doing and what you have done and what... But don't you see?
I think I understand what you're saying. I got all these experiences. Other people seem to be enjoying the game. Other people seem to have a connection to the game that you don't have, and you've given more of your life to it.
That's exactly right. And that's why I said what I said. I'm not saying shut down the National Football League. I'd like the Green Bay Packers to close up shop, okay? Do I wish that I would have gone to Green Bay and seen Willie Davis and Max McGee?
You know, you might as well hang up and go and rest your vocal cords or something.
No, I will not do it. Do I wish I'd gone to Green Bay to see Max McGee and to see Willie Davis? Yes, I do. Do I wish I'd gone to Green Bay to go to Lambeau Field? Yes, I do. But I didn't. And all that does is sits up there a reminder of everything I've never done in football, everything I've never seen in football.
Yeah, but Coach, let me say something, okay?
Now look, Phil, don't try to make me feel better about this.
Wait a minute. You've coached successful teams. You've coached successful players. You've learned the game from the ground up, man. You've had an experience that a lot of coaches have never had. You coached in the pro ranks. You played in the pro ranks.
Well, in Canada. Yeah, it's in Canada.
Yeah, see? There they go. Oh, Canada. I guess it doesn't count.
Yes, it does count. Those guys play in Canada for money, and they work their asses off, and they get hurt, and they succeed, and they win championships, and they fail, just like any other professional, or for that matter, collegiate or high school player. But the fact of the matter is Canadian football has produced some stars.
Yeah, name a few.
Hey, you know something? Okay. Joe Theismann played up there. Doug Flutie played up there. Jeff Garcia played up there.
Who?
You don't know Jeff Garcia, the 49ers?
All right, Phil, sorry.
Jeff Garcia was a very successful quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers.
Ricky Williams played up there. Rocket Ishmael played up there.
I don't know half these guys you're talking about.
You never heard of Joe Theismann? You never heard of Joe Theismann?
Yeah, I've heard of him.
Doug Flutie?
Yes. All right, man. I'm sorry. I wasn't...
Yeah, see these asshats, man.
Hey, watch the asshat thing, okay?
Hey, listen, General. You're sitting here, you know, presuming you have all this knowledge.
Go ahead, Stutters. Stutters.
I guess maybe I should have let you, you know, leave the studio when you wanted to.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you know, you got dragged by me when I whipped that line out about you don't bathe and you've got an unsuccessful marriage. And ever since then, you've been hanging around trying to top me. You can't do it. And now you're getting dragged some more.
Getting dragged?
Yeah, you sort of are. You know.
All right, then I'll leave.
Okay, then go ahead. We'll see you.
No, I don't want to leave.
I like that, Phil. You just called it. You call that Trump's bluff. I love it.
Who you calling a chump?
I'm calling calling you a chump, General, okay? Chump. C-U-H. I mean,
Oh, my God, he can't spell it. C-U-H. Kahump?
Yeah, that's you, okay?
All right, listen, we can conclude this conversation. I thought I'd, you know, get a little information from you, Coach Dozier, as to why it is you felt the Green Bay Packers should relocate, but I guess we can't do that because everybody's getting their feelings hurt around here.
I'm sorry, look, I want to continue.
Yeah, but it's not even you. We got, you know, General Shaw.
All right, I'm sorry. Jesus, just you guys have been...
Would everyone sit down and calm down before I take a high heel off and I bury it in someone's brain?
Oh, man. God damn, man. Well,
what, somebody wants some? You? Any of you out there?
No.
I'm fine. Anyway, we've got Coach Vernon Dozier on the line with us here of the world-famous Phil Henry Show talking about his football experience and his need to... Now, you want to see the Green Bay Packers relocated because you haven't had... Because there's too much tradition entrusted to that town. That's what it sounds like.
That's, Phil, you hit the nail on the head. Too much tradition entrusted to some town, to some franchise that doesn't even know the value of one of its great players, Aaron Rodgers, that's been living on its laurels now for quite some time. Listen, I know, and they won the Super Bowl back in the late 1990s. They won again with Aaron Rodgers. I don't know, man. You know, there's other teams that have done... In recent years, anyway, and we can start with the Patriots. You can go on to the 49ers, through these other teams, that have done a lot more with what they got than the Green Bay Packers. And I think that to have people track up there with everybody wearing the moose hat and, you know, with the moose ears, don't they do that? Or where do they do that?
What do you mean moose ears?
Moose ears?
Well, who puts the moose ears on?
You talking about, what do you mean moose ears?
Don't they?
You mean they hunt moose?
That's it. That's what I was trying to... They put on a moose hat.
Talk about a moose hat. Doesn't have moose ears on it.
All right, well, whatever they do, you're going to sit around with a bunch of guys with their moose hat. For me, Phil, I'd rather see them move to a... Take that franchise, move it to Milwaukee. I had the idea of calling the Milwaukee Meteors.
Now, Dad, just run that by me again, Coach. You tweeted that today.
Oh, this was a tweet. You wanted to call them...
Call them the what?
The Milwaukee Meteors.
The Milwaukee Meteors, like, in the sky.
Yeah, in the sky. Oh, man.
Yeah, the Meteors, like the fast-moving rock through space.
Exactly. And I like the name Meteor because it gets you away from roadhouses and beef, you know, roadhouses and brisket and whatever the hell they eat, you know, venison. And puts you into outer space. And it gets you way far away from Green Bay, and now you're in the good, clean vacuum of space, and you're sailing through outer space, and, you know, you're just going, yeah, man, it feels good. And then, of course, you're in Milwaukee, but at least you can imagine you're that much further away from... I can't explain it, really.
Okay, so get them out of Green Bay and put them in Milwaukee. That moves them away from this town that you think has been... invested with too much.
I think there's too much of a too much made about the Green Bay so-called legacy or legend of championships, and what you have is a lot of guys like me frustrated. I've never been to Green Bay, and I only see them making mistakes. I don't know what the big thing is.
You know, there are a lot of people thinking you're making something out of nothing, that perhaps you've had three failed seasons of football, and maybe you're not playing or coaching at your highest level, and you're scapegoating Green Bay with a very flimsy reason.
Yeah, it sounds flimsy to me because you're saying, well, you know, I've never been to Green Bay, and there they are lording it over everybody, making mistakes, even though they're supposed to be this great franchise. Why don't you just concentrate on your own career?
So, in other words, I have no right... to say that I'm getting sick and tired of hearing about Green Bay! Phil, I want to apologize. I didn't mean...
Oh.
You know, I've said it before, I'll say it again. There are certain guests on this show that need to go to a mental institution.
Yeah, a psychiatric hospital.
Dad, you want me to call him back?
No, I do not want you to call him back.
Yeah? He still wants to... It's Coach.
Yeah, Coach. What the hell's wrong, man? All right, I'll...
You put him back on.
Hold on. It's General Shaw. All right. He wants to apologize.
Look, General, I want to apologize to you. Ms. Gray, I want to apologize to you. Mr. Henry, everybody else, Bud Leonard, Robert Dickman, whoever.
I'm Robert Leonard. He's Bud Dickman.
I'm Bud Dickman.
All right, okay. I apologize to everybody. I'm under a lot of pressure. I went on the Ralph Cardiff show, a cable access sports show.
Yeah, I know the show. Out of Glendale?
Yeah. And he confessed on this I don't know if I should say anything. Ralph Cardiff told me that he is a gay and that he was somehow in love with me. And
Whoa, wait a sec. What are you talking about now?
I've got to get this out.
All right, what happened?
Ralph Cardiff told me that he was gay and he was in love with me and invited me to dinner. And I didn't quite know what to do or say. Ralph Cardiff has one of the top sports shows on cable access here in Glendale and Altadena and Montrose. So I said, okay. I went to dinner with him. He asked me to dance, and I did. And Tim Gnubre, one of the fathers of one of our players on defense, Chad Gnubre, was there and saw me slow dancing with this guy. Shit.
Are you telling me the truth here?
You gotta be kidding me, man. You're like...
Look, if they laugh, I'll hang up, and I just won't have no more to do with anybody.
Well, what? So what, man? You didn't, did anything happen?
No, nothing happened.
So you were slow dancing with this guy, Ralph Cardiff.
Yeah, but here's the upshot. After we got off the dance floor, he said he was only kidding, that he's not gay. I punched him out. I ran out of the restaurant.
You ran out of the restaurant and what?
And drove home.
When was this?
Last Friday night.
Was there any assault charge?
No, nothing, because I guess he knew he'd stepped over the line with me. And
what the hell was that about, man?
He goes, hey, coach, better late than never. April Fool, I'm not gay. And I said, I'm out dancing with you. I'm slow dancing. I'm slow dancing. And there's the father of one of... He goes, who? I said, Tim Gnubre's out there. He goes, I wouldn't know Tim Gnubre from something I pulled out of my nose. And that's when I hit him.
Well, all right. This guy's Ralph Cardiff.
Yeah.
I think I've heard of his show.
Yeah, Ralph Cardiff. He does a lot of the high school sports.
Yes, he does.
Well, and that was his big April Fool gag?
He said, better late than ever, April Fool, I'm not gay. I said, do you understand what you've done? There's one of the kids...
Well, let me ask something, Coach. Why were you dancing with him?
To be... listen to this. Why are you dancing with him? I can tell when your throat starts to...
Coach, it's a good question. No one is saying you did anything wrong, but why would you go out and dance with him?
Because the man said he was gay... And then he was attracted to me. And I went on a dance with him. All right, I'm only kidding.
Would you, Coach, fuck you.
Oh, listen to the dirty mouth.
What are you laughing at? I think that kind of thing is as low rent as Bobby and Steve Dooley pretending to beat each other up.
Why do you say that?
Because I think it's homophobic.
I do, too. I think it mocks gay people. Two straight men carrying on like that.
Oh, no, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. No, you know what? First of all, what do you mean two straight men? We don't know that this other, what's his name, Ray Cardiff?
Yeah, his name's Ralph Cardiff.
Ralph Cardiff. Coach says he's kidding. So Ralph Cardiff may not even know what the hell it is. Can you get Ralph Cardiff on the phone?
Yeah, I'm trying. Is he still at the same number?
How do I know, bud?
Call him. Yeah, Ralph, Phil Herring wants to talk to you about the night that Coach Dozier danced with you. The night that Coach Dozier danced with you.
Okay, we got Ray Cardiff on the phone. Are you aware of the fact that Coach Dozier said you guys went out to dinner?
Yeah, I know all about this. He just called me and just said that he was on your show and that you hung up the phone on him. I don't blame you, by the way, Phil. I think he said that he was, he told me what he did, and I said, you told him he was kidding. I said, yes, and that you hung up on him.
That's what I did, but I just wanted to make sure that you knew what it was he was talking about.
Well, no, well, what he's saying is obviously not true, but he called me right after. He just got off the phone with him 5 minutes ago.
All right, so this is something that you just found out yourself. He invented this whole thing to be on the show. I don't understand.
He said he's having a hard time deciding whether he wants to sign another deal with Belmar Academy. And he's talking to himself about football and so forth.
He came on the show saying that he was frustrated with football, that football has given him a rotten life, and he got to the point where he screamed and then hung up and then called back and apologized. And I said, what's going on? He said he'd been out to dinner with you. You said you were gay.
Yeah, this sounds like Dozier.
Right, that you said you were gay, and that the two of you went out onto the dance floor dancing, and that's why he screamed at me down the phone line about football. It's really not about football at all. It's that you and he danced.
You know something? It's very interesting about Coach Dozier. He's a great coach, but he drags me into his gags far too often.
All right, so you guys never went to dinner?
Are you kidding me or something? Tell me you're kidding.
All right, I'm sorry, but this is what he claimed.
Yeah, but he did say he was kidding.
Right, he did say he was kidding. That's what he just told me. He did say that, right?
Yes, he did.
All right.
Well, what do you think about him just trading on your name and using your name to say, you know, Ralph Cardiff had this, you know, said that he was gay?
I don't understand what bothers Coach Dozier or what motivates Coach Dozier, I think, any more than anyone else does. I know he's slightly frustrated that he's winding up his career at the high school level. But yes, to say that the whole reason why he got angry on your show is because he was dancing with me. Jesus.
Yeah, Coach Dozier.
Oh, this ought to be good. Coach Dozier.
Oh, good. Okay.
All right. Hey, Coach, you're on with Ray Cardiff.
Hey, Ray. How are you?
Well, I just found out that you're using my name to play some stunt.
It was not a stunt. I got angry. And I screamed at Phil, so I had to come up with some reason why I was angry. So I said, you and I went dancing after you confessed you were gay.
Right, and you, but let me ask you, don't you think you should ask me before you do these things?
Look, Cardiff, and it's no secret, people think your affectations are a little effeminate.
I know what people think of me. I've got one of the top sports shows in Southern California, and I'm happily married to a woman, thank you very much. So I put that one to bed a long time ago, and because you have some homophobic streak in you.
Hey, I am not a homophobe. And listen, this guy's voice cracks too.
Yes, my voice cracks. I would appreciate in the future you not use me as a resource when you have to concoct some reason why you're mentally ill. Thank you.
You can't. All right, let him hang up.
What do you mean I can't hang up? I'm going to hang.
Okay, Coach, that's Ray Cardiff. Any comment?
Well, what do you mean? A comment about what?
Well, the man was, obviously, he recognizes that you play these gags, but I think he's a bit angry that you just drop his name whenever you feel like it.
I'll call him back later. I was very upset with myself for screaming at you, Phil, so I had to come up with a reason why I screamed, and so I said it was because Cardiff took me, you know, told me he loved me and took me dancing.
You know something, I've heard some mental illness, but you need to go inside for a thorough diagnostic.
Oh, I need to. I need, not you.
You're the guy that screamed down the phone line, then we had to cut you off, then you come back on and say, oh, I'm sorry, Ray Cardiff said he loved me and took me dancing. Do you know how mental that sounds?
No, anybody. Let me tell you how mental it sounds. It's no more mental, General Shaw, than you sitting here morning after morning. You sitting here day after day, week after week, month after... I can't clear my throat, Phil.
Get some water.
Week after week, morning after morning.
Yeah, week after week, morning after morning, doing what? Co-hosting the show on the panel. I'm not sitting here coming in with stories about how some guy asked me to dance, and that's why I'm half nuts.
You're always talking about taking some walk down Del Amo
running into people.
You know what, Coach? Why don't you take care of your throat? Sounds to me like you got some kind of a cold.
I don't have a cold. I got...
I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, you do that, man.
Coach Vernon Dozier. Okay, Coach?
Hey, who's Jockstrap? Who's Jock? Well, pick this shit up off the floor.
Coach Vernon Dozier here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show has been executive produced by the world-famous Phil Hendry for the world-famous Siempre Incorporated, all world-famous rights reserved on the world-famous Podcast One.
I'm looking at myself in the camera here, and...
You don't look too good.
No, I don't. I look like I need a shave.